Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Michael McCarthy with us. Follow the Money, How China Bought the World, and they bought it in a big, big way. And are there any regrets by U.S. corporations, or are they glad they did what they did, Michael?
Well, I haven't heard of any regrets. As a matter of fact, while I had a break there, I've actually found a note that I wanted to share about who are the corporations that were the first to jump on this and move all of their jobs over to China. So it goes back to 1980 when the U.S. Congress passed a trade agreement conferring most favored nation status on China. And so first into the fray were corporate brands such as Heinz, R.J. Reynolds, to Coca-Cola, American Express, American Motors, General Foods, Gillette, Pepsi-Cola, Eastman, Kodak, AT&T, Nabisco, Bell South. Lots more information in the book. However, over the last 30 years, American companies have managed to lower their costs of manufacturing by 87% by shipping all of these good American jobs over to China. Since that time, annual average wages for the blue-collar job in North America have decreased 10%, while income for the top corporate executives who designed the scheme and financed it have risen over 900%.
Wow.
The average wage for a top American corporate executive is now just under $17 million a year, while the average American makes less now than they did 30 years ago.
In 1997, after 156 years, Britain gave up Hong Kong to China. Was that a disaster? Did they have to do that?
Yes, it was legal. Britain is a civilized country. They had an agreement. They gave it back in 1997. But while Hong Kong is indeed the crown jewel of the Far East, the financial capital of Asia, the CCP, the Communist Party in China, has far bigger fish to fry right now. They are making very serious threats about invading Taiwan, a modern, highly civilized country, a democracy that cranks out most of the world's microchips.
That's right.
And boy, did the Chinese want that country.
If they go for it, will it be a military action? What will they do, in your opinion?
Well, if I can backtrack just a minute or two, I was going to tell listeners earlier about my trip to Taiwan, where I went to a little place called Kinmen Island, which is formerly known as Quemoy. And that's where Mao tried to invade Taiwan in the first place. laid down one heck of a lot of artillery fire for an extended period of time, and Taiwanese built an entire city underground, which I was invited to tour as a tourist attraction. And that's where I found out that the communists were trying to invade Taiwan. And the only reason they didn't make it is that one of these days, the U.S. Sixth Fleet showed up and said, thou shalt not pass. Stop right there. So these days, the U.S. fleet is over there. And right now, in the last couple of months, the Chinese have been cutting off ships and having near misses with planes, you know, rattling sabers. Mm-hmm. And the question comes down to whether or not they're actually going to follow through. But, you know, Vlad the Poisoner in Russia somehow just attacked Ukraine. So, you know, is it possible for one country to do this to another? Yes, it is.
And I think the Chinese are watching our reaction to the Ukrainian situation.
Oh, absolutely. And not just that. They're watching everything. If you show a sign of weakness in negotiations with the Chinese, they'll pounce on it. And they're just testing all the time to see how much people will back up and how far. And so far, here in Canada, they've made huge inroads into our economy and political system. And we're just finally learning to wake up and put our foot down and say, stop doing this stuff. I don't know the exact situation in America today, but I think you're beginning to understand, and the mm-hmm. listeners are starting to understand just how far the Chinese have proceeded over the course of time to the point now where they've taken the gloves off and they're just saying no more soft power. It's going to be hard power. And in the Ukraine, our good friend Mr. Putin is threatening to use nuclear weapons of some sort. And the People's Liberation Army has said the same thing. A commander said last year, if America gets in the way, we'll go nuclear.
Interesting take. Just yesterday, Xi took credit for stopping Putin from using nukes in Ukraine.
Well, I don't know about radioactivity or how old anybody listening to this is, but when I was a kid, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. In school every day, we had to hide under our desks.
1962.
Yeah, we had to learn all about radioactivity, and, you know, these days people are going to start buying gas masks pretty soon. I wouldn't put anything past Putin, and I certainly wouldn't put anything past Xi Jinping. If he threatens to do something, well, best to take it seriously.
I was going to ask you about Xi. What kind of a leader is he?
Well, he's obviously very clever. I wish I had done as much research on him as I had done on Mao. But they say, you know, that power is a narcotic, and ultimate power is the ultimate narcotic. And people who get into positions of extreme power like that, well, you know, sometimes it goes to their head.
Well, he just got named again or something like that, didn't he?
I don't know. But anyway, one of the questions I was thinking about talking about was, is this book anything to do with a conspiracy? In fact, I don't use that phrase in the book. I use the phrase secret society. And most certainly, while we have Xi Jinping and communists on one side, we have people on our side of the fence who are also doing things that can be called secret, unethical, sure, illegal, and dangerous.
Just as bad.
Have you ever heard of Skull and Bones?
We sure have. Yale University.
Yeah. Well, when you start tracking the history and getting the names, it's a bit scary indeed that such a small group of people could exert such tremendous power. George H.W. Bush was the first diplomatic representative to the People's Republic of China in 73. He was Skull and Bones. So was his father, brother, son, uncle, nephew in several countries. There are a great many other big names that we can think of here. But every, except for the Carter administration, every U.S. ambassador to Beijing since Kissinger's secret deal with Mao in 71 was a member of the same tiny cult. A mere coincidence? I don't think so.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kissinger's still alive. If we were able to talk to him, if you were able to sit down with him, Michael, what would you ask him?
I'm sorry, I missed who?
Kissinger's still alive. If you were able to sit down and ask him some questions, what would you ask him?
Well, somewhere in the book, and I don't have it handy, is a list of Kissinger's crimes against humanity, aside from carpet bombing Cambodia, which was secret. To this day, if you go to Cambodia, people are still walking around missing one leg, and helping the Argentine junta, the disappearance of all those dissidents thrown out of helicopters into the ocean, the assassination of Pinochet in Chile, making secret deals with the Shah of Iran that led to the Iranian Revolution. Everything that Kissinger did backfired. And it was all done, most of it done secretly. And I would, you know, I don't see the point in anyone talking to Kissinger, even if he's 100 years old. I'm reminded of a famous quote from Mark Twain. Never argue with idiots. They'll drag you down to their level and beat you with experience.
Of course, everything he did with Nixon's approval, didn't he?
Well, yeah, it's a key date in this book in 1971 when Nixon was looking for an image improvement, and Kissinger said, why don't we turn you into a global statesperson? You know, we've been fighting communism for all these years, but all of a sudden, you know, we'll be buddy-buddy, and hey, think of all the money we can make.
Yep. Interesting take on all of that. If I recall, wasn't it Nixon that got us out of Vietnam?
Well, there was something to do with 55,000 young men being killed that was annoying a lot of people. There was riots, and there was protests, and there was, you know,
a war that should never have happened. And the big mistake we made as a country is we took it out on the troops when they came home, Michael. It wasn't their fault.
Well, it's actually, there's three main components to the book, and the other two are addiction and consumerism. And you may recall that heroin came to America through Vietnam. And now, well, I'm not going to go back to the beginning of the book. It's 1840, the Opium Wars, when Great Britain went bankrupt buying tea from China. So they ran opium down the Chinese throats and started the Opium War. And the Chinese, I don't think, have ever forgiven us since. But They're getting the revenge now.
Now they're sending us fentanyl.
Yes, now they're sending us fentanyl. Xi Jinping has been quoted as saying, we're going to destroy Western democracy in several different ways, but certainly drugs are one of them.
Well, he's right about that. I mean, most of it is made in China, imported into Mexico, and then it comes into the U.S., and it's a disaster.
Well, this is a little squib that's just slightly off what we're talking about here. I just stumbled across this a minute ago. I want to just read out a paragraph here, you know, about opium and drugs. In late 2009, a gentleman named Antonio Maria Costa, the head of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, went on record to say that it was primarily drug money that kept the American financial system afloat during the 2008 crisis, estimating that some $352 billion of drug profits had been laundered via the major U.S. banks during that time.
Jeez.
And that's pre-fentanyl. What could it be now?
Absolutely. But with fentanyl, that's killing everybody.
Yes, it is. But really, as a journalist, you know, I always like to back everything back up to the beginning. And my question is, you know, why are these people doing all these drugs when you know it can kill you? And I think that if you look at what has happened to the Rust Belt and the South, with all of the factories, everything from steel mills to furniture mills to everything, all closed and all those jobs gone, it used to be that the great American dream was to get a job, find a wife,
buy a house,
have a family. You got something to shoot for. You got something. But these days, the cost of living, I don't know about all of North America, but everywhere I've been, well, here in Vancouver, you need to make $250,000 a year just to qualify for a mortgage. So the idea, you know, the idea of actually owning something, the American dream, I've heard one activist use the phrase death by despair. I think that's a pretty good estimation of all these people who have given up. And the cost of living has gone through the roof thanks to our deal with China. Certain people have gotten filthy rich, and the middle class is disappearing, and we have a huge underclass of people that never used to exist.
When does China make its move on Taiwan, Michael?
You know, I went to the Taiwan consulate in Vancouver today to talk to the new director there. I've been invited by the last three to come and chat. And I want to talk to her again and say, look, you know, I've been to Taiwan many times. And the difference between Taiwan and Ukraine is the Ukrainian, boy, those are tough people. Well, they fight like tooth and nail.
Yep.
The Taiwanese military, you know, the ones that I saw guarding everything didn't look like they could win a wrist wrestling contest. The army is not a plum job in Taiwan.
Would they put their arms down and just put their weapons down and say, come on in?
No, what's going to happen? It's just going to require American interference. It's going to require America to say what it has been saying for the last decade or two. We don't recognize Taiwan as a real country, but we are committed to defense. So in 1956, the Cold War started, and the Hot War was averted by the Sixth Fleet showing up. However, the Chinese are spending vast amounts of money on the military, and in due time, they're going to catch up.
And what is China's endgame, Michael? What do they want overall?
They want to restore China to its historical place in history, which is the dominant power on planet Earth. They want to overcome Western democracy. They're well on their way to doing it. They've bought up most of the world, including the Middle East and Africa. They're making filthy deals with dictators all around the planet that will give you money if we're allowed to come in and take all your raw resources. And, you know, they're in a position to rebuild what they used to consider, you know, the center of the world. China is going to replace Western democracies. And if you look around, there's an awful lot of other people thinking the same and acting the same. And that's why I guess the Western world is supporting Ukraine, because it's not a fight against Ukraine. It's a fight against democracy.
Outside of war, what do we do?
I didn't write this book for a number of years because you basically need some sort of happy ending.
It would be nice.
Yeah. And I couldn't find one. And finally, when I submitted the book, I wrote an afterword. And basically I said, well, you know, consumerism is killing the planet. And you know, we're buying vast amounts of stuff to try to make ourselves happy.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.